KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Daytime highs approaching 78. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 45. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News. A veto session at the Kansas State House went underway today. Lawmakers will decide whether to override or not override Governor Lori Kelly's vetoes on several bills. Kelly vetoed a total of 15 bills yesterday, including a property tax relief measure that she limits local leaders' ability to budget. And the governor also tacked on additional vetoes yesterday. Included in the batch are bills prohibiting people from being within 25 feet of law enforcement officers, requiring citizenship markers on driver's licenses, and also implementing further voting verification procedures. Republican leadership says it is looking forward to overriding a number of these vetoes, and we will keep you updated on which ones they do override. I'm Raina Flores with 13 News with your latest headlines.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Soybeans and cattle are mixed. Corn and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on them to provide you the best products, get you higher yields and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans are mixed, but still mostly firm, with crude oil down from its early highs. May beans are 1.5 higher at 1163.5. July's at 1.5 at 1179.5. Corn's lower, watching U.S. planting weather. May's 4 lower at 443.25. July's down 3.75 at 454.25. Cattle are waiting for this week's direct business to get started. June live's down 57 at 245.35. May feeders are up 17 at 368.17. And hogs are lower, looking technically weak right now. June's 57 lower at 104.07. July's down 67 at 107.02. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Looking to refresh your home and save big? Now's the perfect time to shop small and dream big at Ellen's of Tipton. Take advantage of their in-stock warehouse sale with up to 75% off sheet vinyl, carpet, luxury vinyl tile, and tile. Plus, enjoy 15% off Graver's cellular shades now through April 30th with free professional installation included. From flooring to custom window treatments made right here in Tipton, Ellen's of Tipton has everything you need to transform your space. Stop by Highway 181 in Tipton or call 373-4350. Ellen's of Tipton, supporting your home, your family, and your community.
At Central Valley Ag, every operation is more than a business. It's a legacy. That's why Central Valley Ag delivers trusted agronomy, grain marketing, feed solutions, and energy products designed to help farmers and ranchers succeed season after season. From expert seed and crop input recommendations to smart grain marketing backed by local knowledge and global reach, Central Valley Ag helps producers make confident decisions. Add in fuel, feed, fertilizer, crop protection, and precision tools, and it's a full lineup built to support agriculture from the ground up. With locations across Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska, Central Valley Ag remains committed to the communities it serves. Learn more at cvacoop.com.
Fort Hays Tech North Central currently has several employment opportunities available. Open positions include Dean of Student Experience, Groundskeeper Custodian, Student Activities Coordinator Part-Time, Admissions Counselor, Telecommunications and Networking Technology Instructor, and Diesel Technology Instructor. These roles offer the opportunity to be part of a team focused on student success and hands-on career training. To learn more about these openings or to apply, visit fhtechnc.edu. Start your next chapter with Fort Hays Tech North Central.
This is Deb, the Social Service Director at Downs Care and Rehab. At Downs Care and Rehab, we treat people like family every single day. We know that choosing care for yourself or a loved one can feel overwhelming, so we create a warm, welcoming environment where everyone will feel safe, respected, and at home. Our nurses are available 24/7, and our rehab team provides personalized therapy to help with each resident to reach their goals at their own pace. We celebrate milestones and walk alongside families every step of the way. At Downs Care and Rehab, we honor our mission values, character, attitude, respect, excellence, and service by caring for your loved ones like our family.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs have no comparison at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to another quiet start. Bids and asking prices haven't surfaced. Packer inquiries could start to improve as the day progresses. Significant trade volume isn't expected until late in the week. There were a handful of deals in Kansas on Wednesday marked at $246 live, but not enough to establish an accurate price trend for the week. At the Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, steers and heifers weighing less than 600 pounds were $20 to $30 higher, and steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold steady to $10 higher. The USDA says demand was good from buyers in the crowd and online. Medium and large one feeder steers, 633 to 647 pounds, brought $451 to $459. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 603 to 612 pounds, brought $427 to $435.50. Box beef was sharply higher and higher at midday with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice was up $2.71 at $382.37. Select was 60 cents higher at $382.87. The inversion for the Choice Select spread has narrowed to 50 cents. Cash hogs had no comparison at midday. There were just a handful of negotiated purchases. The cash hog market could be called sluggish at best this week, as processors haven't had to work to move negotiated numbers. This week's export sales report from the USDA showed a significant decline from the previous week. Mexico remains the largest customer. There have been some bright spots recently when it comes to demand for U.S. pork on the global market, but there are still long-term concerns that linger. Pork remains a competitively priced protein in the retail space, which could provide a boost to domestic demand, especially heading into summer grilling season. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a weighted average of $89.90. The weighted average for the Western Corn Belt was also $89.90. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were steady at $60. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.13 at $98.04. Butts were sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. After four players from Kansas State women's hoops, Anaya Foy, Azalea Arenas, former five-star Jordan Spicer, and Janessa Cotton announced their intent to transfer from the program, with Alexis Hess following on Wednesday afternoon. K-State women's hoops announced on social media that a vast majority of the Wildcats roster from last season, including all available starters, will be returning. That includes soon-to-be seniors Taryn Sides and Nastia Clausens, junior Ramira White and Michaela Parks, and sophomores Gina Garcia, Brandy Harad, and Ivana Sick. It also includes class of 2026 signee Sage Henry. Sides, a Phillipsburg native, was the only Wildcat on the roster this past season that had significant playing time in a K-State uniform heading into the year. She led the Wildcats in minutes played with 31.5 and became the shortest in school history to score 400 or more points and record 100 or more assists and rebounds in a season. We'll continue to keep you updated on the Midi Cats roster. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
St. John's Invitational Track Meet was held at Mankato yesterday. On the boys' side, Lincoln won at 106 points. St. John's second, 89.5. Thunder Ridge third, 77.5. Osborne four, 74 points. Bennington five, 68 points. Sylvan Lucas, 34 points in sixth. Rock Hill seventh, 33. Sacred Heart eighth, 27. Tusk nine, 21. Sunrise Christian 10, 17 points. Lakeside 11th with 5 points. On the girls' side, Bennington edged Rock Hills, 87-85. Osborne was third, 73. Lincoln, fourth, 58. Sacred Heart, fifth, 52. St. John, sixth, in 51. Seven, Sylvan Lucas, 45. Lakeside, eighth, 31. Tescott, ninth, 25. Sunrise Christian, 10, with 12 points. Tipton, 10th, 12 points. Thunder Ridge, in 12th, with 11 points. Individual results on the boys' side, it was Xavier Miller, 23.87 in the 200 from Lincoln. Bethany Simulink won the 200 on the girls' side. She is from Rock Hills, 28.47. 400 meters on the girls' side, Cody Huell, 103.14. Sylvan Lucas. On the boys' side, Zane Poor won the 800 meter, 2.23.97. He is from Osborne. 1600 meters, Jeremiah Roderick from St. John's, 507.65, won the 1600 meters. 3200 meters, Jeremiah Roderick, 11.20.30 of St. John's, won the 3200. 100 meter hurdles, Jeremiah Miller, 16.69 of Lincoln. 300 meter hurdles, Claire Mick of Osborne, 52.41 in first. 300 meter hurdles, Jeremiah Miller, 42.31 of Lincoln. 4x100 relay, it was Lincoln, 45.47. Ben Bell, Xavier Bell, Jonathan Bell, Jeremiah Miller. 4x400 relay, Osborne won at 3.42.28. Tate Tiernan, Zane Poor, Ethan Conrad, Donovan Holloway. 4x400 girls, it was St. John's winning at 4.31.90. Kendra Gingler, Colby Eilert, Linnell Gingler, Christiana Niewald. 4x800 relay, it was Rock Hills boys winning at 9.22.43. Wayne Colson, Owen Meisner, Nolan Grout, Justin Luong. In the shot put on the girls' side, it was Lainey Kindig, the freshman, 33 feet 9 inches. On the boys' side, Easton Good of Lincoln won it with a throw of 46 feet 8 and a half inch. Discus, it was Declan Tweedy of Thunder Ridge, 128.11. And on the girls' discus, it was Lily Behrens, the sophomore, 96.9 of Lincoln. In the javelin on the boys' side, it was Easton Good, 144.1. And on the girls' javelin, it was Lainey Kindig of Osborne, 103.10. In the high jump, it was Ashlyn Schultz on the girls' side, jumping 5 foot. She is from Osborne. And Vance Dole of Sylvan Lucas jumped 6'4 on the boys' side. In the pole vault, it was Ben Bell, 12 feet 6 inches. He is from Lincoln. And in the long jump, it was Edward Herenick of St. John's, 21 feet, 1/2 inch. Triple jump, Bethany Simulink, Rock Hills, won at 31 feet, 6.5 inches. Triple jump, Edward Herenick, the defending 1A state champion, won it with a jump of 41.975. He is from St. John's. High school baseball last night, Beloit never let their opponents score on Tuesday. They put the hurt on the Minneapolis Lions with a sharp 10-0 victory. They also won 15-5. The Trojans haven't had any issues with the Lions recently, as the game was their 7th consecutive win against them. Beloit's victory bumped their record up to 6-2. As for Minneapolis, they are on an 11-game losing streak dating back to last season. That has dropped them down to 0-8 this year. Both squads are looking forward to the support of their home crowds in their upcoming games. Beloit will welcome Sylvan Lucas on Thursday. As for Minneapolis, they will square off against Republic County on Friday. No scores for girls softball, Beloit and Minneapolis. High school golf yesterday at the Smith Center Invitational in Smith Center. Beloit defended their Smith Center Invitational title, shooting a 340, edging Smith Center by 10, 350. Norton was third, 362. Lakeside, 368 for fourth. Phillipsburg, fifth, 372. Northern Valley was sixth, 386. Rock Hills, seventh, 393. Tipton was eighth, 413. And Osborne was ninth with a 446. Mason Lauren of Phillipsburg edged Hudson Remus off a playoff. Remus ended up second after shooting 79. line. Carter Germark of Beloit was third with an 80. Racker Ramos of Lakeside was fifth with an 84. Carson Sath, Smith Center, sixth with an 85. Cash Kimmerer was seventh of Beloit with an 87. Corey Weltmer, ninth of Smith Center, 88. Reed Doan, 10th from Smith Center, an 88. Brody Sadler was 12th with an 89. He is from Smith Center. Cole Kirchhoff, 13th with a 90 from Smith Center. Tatum Miller of Lakeside was 14th. Eli Schmidt was 17th with a 91. He is from Lakeside. Luke Cheney was 19th with a 94 from Beloit. Colin Worth was 22nd from Rock Hills with a 96. Nelson Underwood from Rock Hills shot 97 with a 20, or was 23rd. Cruz Navarro was 25th with a 98. He is from Rock Hills. Tate Coleman shot a 99. He was 27th. He is from Smith Center. Austin Richardson from Smith Center shot a 100 for 28. Grant German from Tipton shot a 100. He was 29th. Ty Vance was 31st with a 102. He is from Rock Hills. Kobe Klein was 32nd with a 103. He's from Lakeside. Samuel Towner was 33rd from Tipton, 103. Caden Phillips was 35th from Tipton with 104. Ethan Worth got a 104 for 36th. Eli Murphy from Smith Center was 105 for 37th. Owen Jones was 38th of Tipton, 106. Georgia Licks was 107 from Ogden. She finished 39th. And Bodie Porter from Beloit shot a 108 and finished 40th.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer, and their services go beyond the basics. They work on automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers B&W trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2140 or check out GoddardRepair.com.
It may not be perfect boat weather yet, but Lund wants you ready for lake season. Right now, Wakana Boats and Motors in Glen Elder is offering rebates and savings up to $7,500 on all in-stock and special order Lund boats. With multiple ways to save, long-term competitive financing, and a huge carryover clearance on boats and pontoons, plus savings on used, this really is the time to upgrade. Trades are welcome. Step into a new boat now and reap the benefits this spring. Wakana Boats and Motors, let's get you on the water.
Spring is a busy time. The weather's warming up, the kids are outside, and everyone's online streaming shows, gaming, working, and staying connected. If your internet can't keep up, things slow down fast. Videos buffer, games lag, and suddenly the whole house is asking, what happened to the Wi-Fi? With Cunningham Fiber, you don't have to worry about that. Their fast, reliable internet keeps everything running smoothly, whether you're streaming your favorite shows, working from home, or keeping the whole family connected. This spring, upgrade to internet that works as hard as you do. Visit ctcfiber.net or call your local office to learn more. Cunningham Fiber, fast, reliable internet for every season.
I prefer to do it on my desk.
I like to do it in my shop.
And I really prefer to do it in my bed. But we really don't need to know where you do it. But you can shop from anywhere at LazyHAuto.com. Located just north of Glen Elder State Park on Highway 128. Open Monday through Friday, 1 to 5, and by appointment 7 days a week at your convenience. Quality like new and used vehicles and close out camper deals. Shop anywhere at LazyHAuto.com.
Last month's bills have you feeling a little stuck? Farmway Credit Union is here to make life a little easier with Skip a Payment. Eligible members can skip a loan payment and free up some extra cash when it matters most. No long process, no hassle. The application process is fast, simple, and completely online. Visit farmwaycu.com and click Skip a Payment to apply today. Other terms and conditions may apply. Farmway Credit Union. People helping people.
North Central Kansas's country station, KD Country 94.